Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back. Have you ever been scammed? I mean, it could be a simple scam. It could be a relationship scam. It could be something you bought online scam. It could be you clicked a text scam or you responded to an email you shouldn't have scam. Had money taken out of your bank account. Had your credit card, I don't know, duplicated in some way or cloned. Have you ever got scammed? Let us know. The number is, as usual, 087-188-0008. Now, let me go to Mick. Mick, hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Niall? How's things?
I'm good, Mick. Mick, you were scammed, were you?
Yeah, I got caught there last year, yeah. It was a competition with Vodafone. Everything was absolutely looked 110%.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a few bob in the bank there, and they were able to take it out. They got it. Now, Lucky enough, it wasn't a whole lot, but they did get it off me, yeah.
When you say it wasn't a whole lot, was it double digits, triple digits?
Oh, no, just double digits.
All right, okay. Okay, still bad enough when that's all you have.
Oh, well, that's all I had at the time was... If I had been the following day, it'd have been a lot more, let's say.
And when you say it was taken, what was it spent on a card? Did it get spent by somebody else on a card, or they used your card number? How was it scammed?
I honestly don't know how they got it, to be honest with you, because it was a proper joke. It looked like it was a competition that you entered with Vodafone. And what I done was I entered the competition. Now, I didn't give any details. But the following day, I got a message from Bank of Ireland stating that there was an unfamiliar request for money down the bank. And I rang the bank and they told me there was X amount taken out of the account. Were you familiar with it? I said no. So I rang Vodafone straight away and said no, they had no competition of that kind that I actually entered.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant, I'll be honest with you.
it was brilliant from their point of view, not certainly from yours, obviously.
Yeah, no, but you know what I mean? The way they done it was absolutely 100% perfect.
Yeah, I know. Some of them are great. They're good at it.
Very good. I think they had the Bank of Ireland because they were on the ball, like, straight away, you know?
Yeah.
No, I did get the money. I did eventually get the money back. But it was due to the Bank of Ireland's diligence and the way they operate. It was great.
Well, I have to say, in fairness to Bank of Ireland, and I'm not too sure about the other banks because I bank with Bank of Ireland, you know, they are good. You know, I'll often get a text, say if I buy something online, I get a text, you know, did you just spend this money? Just text, YRN back to let us know, was it you? And they will, if they see something suspicious and they get no response from you, they'll freeze your account straight away. Like, they are, their security is good. It spots anomalies like that, you know what I mean? Odd purchases, strange purchases.
Yeah, no, it was. They are very good now, and they're fairly, very quick to respond to it as well, like, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So that is one of the benefits of being with, a larger banking system rather than these kind of newfangled, you know, online systems, which are also good in their own way too. But I do have to stress, yeah, Bank of Ireland, when it comes to that kind of thing, their security teams are, you know, they are second to none from my experience with them. Thankfully, I've never been scammed. Not yet, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Now, I've often bought the odd thing online that looked nothing like the thing I bought when I actually got it. That's happened to me a few times. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, 7 May 30 years ago when I met the missus. Doesn't look like half
like
what I bought 30 years ago.
So you were a scam buyer when you married her. you're in trouble now, Mick. I'll tell you if she heard that. But stay there for a second because David, hi David, how are you?
Hi Noel, I'm very good. Yourself?
Good. Now you've been, here, by the way, I'm familiar with this. You've been scammed by Belgian numbers. I keep getting missed calls from Belgian numbers.
Don't answer them. Yep.
So who are these Belgian numbers?
I imagine. Now, when it started it started with me. I went down to Barcelona back in September to watch the, or October, to watch the America's Cup. And I flew through Holland. And I used my card in the airport. And it all started after that. So I suspect the triggers are very well known, or I think they're very well known. It's like, it's always, I always get a scam call for customs payments just when I'm expecting a delivery. Now, there's quite clearly the scammers have got a line into
your spending. Yeah.
To the post office. And they know exactly what's going on. And they hope to catch one or two people for a sort of like 3, 4, 5 euro payment for customs. But yeah, I think the post office need to do something about that because mm-hmm. they're quite clearly penetrated. I suspect this Belgian number was the same because, you know, suddenly it started happening after I travelled through Holland.
So it's not actually the Belgian number is taking any money off you because you're not answering it, I'm assuming, is it?
Well, they're trying to. Yeah, they're obviously trying to sort of... the Belgian number is they're trying to say that I'm owed a load of money.
I get those calls, I don't know, maybe once a month. I get a call from a Belgian number. Now, they're different numbers every time. But I've Googled them and they're Belgian numbers. And if I Google, you know, scam numbers, it comes up as a scam number. And I'm wondering how they make money out of it. If I answer the phone, well, I would just charge ridiculous prices or something like that. I don't know how the scam works.
Well, the way anybody who gets hold of your number, they can sell it. And people will pay money for your number.
Mm.
So, you know, that's one of the issues. So where every time you put your phone number into any website for you sign up to a store card or anything, you put your numbers in and your details in, and then you're reliant on the security system of that store or corporation company to keep your numbers safe. And obviously the worst ones are the government. The government are absolutely useless at keeping anything safe.
I remember a lot of people said this at the time. Now, I don't know how true it was, that, you know, we didn't get that many scam calls in this country or whatever it was. But after the HSE hack, people believed that that kind of stuff went up exponentially. And that wouldn't surprise me, you know?
No, absolutely. Sorry, yeah. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's true. You know, obviously, it's... I've got my own opinions about bureaucrats and government employees, and they're the same. I've travelled extensively around the world, and I've found that bureaucrats and government employees are the same in every fucking country. It doesn't matter what slant their eyes are or colour their skin. They are very negative people, and they couldn't give a shit.
I mean, the texts that we get nowadays as well, all of these texts, like, for example... There's a lot of scam texts going around from, A, you know, we're your bank or we're the post office. We have a delivery for you. Yeah. We're the customs. Click this link. And the idea, of course, is you click the link and then put in your username and password. And that's how they get you. And it's unfortunate that most people don't have the wherewithal to think to themselves, why would a post or why would a bank be asking me to log in via a text? So just a warning for people, never, ever click a link you get by text from any organisation.
Oh, yeah.
From any organisation.
It goes back to the days when emails started coming around and people started opening emails which they from whom they didn't know they were. And suddenly, you know, sort of, you were working in a bank and an errant email would come in and it would be some sort of jokey head title or whatever. You click on it in a moment of sort of downtime, and suddenly you've let a whole virus into your company's system.
Mm-hmm.
That was back in the 80s. And it's obviously moved on to that, to the private. Obviously,
somebody was talking to me there one day about, you know the very old scam of, hi, I'm a Nigerian African prince and, you know, my father died and we all died and there was money left for you, you know, 300 million in an account. All you have to do here is contact us and here's a phone number, yeah. Right? So, and I said to myself, like, does anyone actually fall for that anymore, right? But somebody had said to me, listen, these people send out, I don't know, 500,000 emails a day. You know, it's all automated. And they said, if they get two hits on it, and two hits, those people both pay $600 because that's what they're looking for, $600 for you to get into the account to get your millions. He said, if two people out of the 500,000 fall for the scam, two vulnerable people, that's a day's work.
Well, I used to travel to the City of London every day, and I used to walk off London Bridge train station and over the bridge and into the city. And there was a bevy of people with begging bowls. And if you think about it, if they're there for an hour and they're picking up 30, 40 quid, people just chucking quid coins into their bowl, sort of one every minute and a half, suddenly they've got 40 quid that they're going home with for an hour's work, which is more
than you were getting when you were working in London. Hold on, let me go to Jason as well. Jason, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Niall.
There you go. David got scam calls from Belgian numbers. Have you ever got those Belgian number calls?
Oh, God, yeah, I get them all the time. I just don't answer. Yeah. I think that the way that works is if you ring it back, that's where they get you. I think that's something to do with that.
Okay, so if you try and ring the number back again, you're charged.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. But, no, I mean, look at these people. Look at these women and men that are scammed out of money. I was looking at one, and she taught Brad Pitt. And, I mean, she gave over a couple hundred thousand, and he was saying that his money was all locked up and tied up because he was going through his divorce. Like, people do fall for these scams. I tell you, I was only ever scammed once.
And what was that?
On Shein. I bought Lorraine's sexy underwear, and when it arrived out, it wouldn't go on fucking Cindy. Never mind Barbie.
Now, Lorraine is going to be well brassed off that you've just said that. You do realise that, don't you?
But she's in bed. And I don't think Steve is listening tonight because he's a rat.
Steve? He'll rat another day. Steve does live. By the way, can I just point out, I have seen texts in from Steve during the night. So he is listening. And he will rat you out.
I know he will. But yeah, she's upstairs. She's getting ready for the confirmation tomorrow.
And do you... Well, I mean, okay, so you bought underwear that just wouldn't fit Cindy. It didn't fit Lorraine, let's be clear, okay? It would have fit somebody else smaller than Lorraine.
Yeah. Maybe. Like the size of Barbie. Niall, I mean, it's got so common there now. I mean, they have convinced us over the last 20 years to go online and everything will be great. Your life will be so much easier. And all we're hearing is people losing everything. That's all we're hearing. Now, what I can't understand is, do you know what bank account it's going into? Yeah. So surely to God, the way the world is now, they have to be able to stop that, okay? I mean, and it just goes to show you, none of it's secondary. The banks can just write it off. Okay, oh, there's your money back. I mean, come on.
They can't, because...
To give it back, you know. I mean,
don't get me wrong. Banks make a lot of money. I'm well aware of that. As much as they probably used to years ago, but they make a lot of money, right? But if they were to give everybody their money back who gets scammed... Should that be a big? That'd be a big hole in their pocket. Is that their fault?
Come here, but whose fault is it? I mean, I thought all this was meant to be secure. I thought all this.
No, hang on. But if you get a text, you know, saying, you know, we're on post and you've a parcel coming, click the link here, and you click the link and you get scammed out of 100 quid or something like that.
That's not the bank's fault. But surely to God, with all this technology and the way they sold it to us, why are they not on top of it? I mean, surely to God, you know, the bank accounts this is going into. Why could you not stop that? If you could go online and check the numbers and it comes up scam, how are they still able to use them? So you know what I'm saying?
I mean, if the negligence...
Did you not say you're able to check a number as it came up, this is a scam number?
Yeah.
So if the internet already know it's a scam number, how the hell are they still able to use it? What I'm saying is they sold us a pup.
If the money that's been taken was negligence from the bank... in some way that you didn't give your password or your PIN number or your card number to somebody and, you know, or you weren't, you know, vulnerable in some way. Well, I agree. The bank should give you the money back. There's no doubt about that.
But what I'm saying is, Doyle, okay, they obviously know that this money is going into a bank account in a certain country. Most of it's probably going to, say, five, just for argument's sake, right? Like, you wouldn't be able to do it from a bank account in Ireland, okay? But we all know the certain bank, these certain countries that they're going to. I don't want to start naming countries because people will jump on, give me your evidence, now, right? So there's certain countries they're going to, okay? And they wouldn't be the best of countries. Why don't the banks just stop money from going into them fucking countries? So it can be done if you have a
because there is legitimate payments into those countries as well.
There is
legitimate payments going. I don't want to mention countries either. You know exactly what I'm saying too. But there is legitimate payments that go to those countries too. So you can't just cut off payments to a country because there are elements within the country who are responsible for fraud that we're well aware of. Jason, do me a favor, stay there for a second because I want to go to a quick break and I want to come to Jimmy and Morris. And Steve is listening, by the way. He's just texted in. And he said he's straight telling the rain, what you just said. Now, I don't know if he is listening. Maybe he's just pretending. I don't know. But I don't know how he'd know that otherwise. Do you know what I mean? Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Now, stay with me there for a second, Jason, if you possibly can. Let me just go to Jimmy as well first, if I can. Jimmy, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Mr. Moreland. I hope you had your nice night off and you're still out the cigarettes.
Well, I can't say I had a nice night off with a temperature of 38.9 degrees, but there you go. It was all right. it was spent under the duvet.
Yeah, well, you did say a couple of weeks ago you never miss days and all that. You come in if you have colds and everything else. So,
not that kind of temperature.
Listen, we all know you, right? So it doesn't matter, right? Let me move on.
Scams.
Yeah, scams. Like, these companies that are getting hacked will not disclose it unless they have to.
Especially
the smaller companies.
Yeah.
With 30, 50 employees. It's like the HSE. They were scammed, remember, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, hacked.
Well, they were hacked for a few days before they let people know and all that. And look at the information you're getting there. You're getting everything.
Oh, yeah.
PPS numbers, bank accounts, everything, whatever.
Russian hackers, yeah.
Yeah, I had one there, Noel. This is why I rang you. About 3 years ago, I think it was, probably a bit longer. My daughter was away, and she was away for the whole summer now. And she lost her phone when she got there, a day or so when she got there. And I got this text saying, "Dad, I'm after losing my phone, and my purse and all my money's gone and all that. I didn't even get a chance to put it away and all that." So I was like, as you would be, you know yourself.
Yeah.
I was like, "How much do you need?" And she was like, "Oh, I'd need about a grand, a bit more. If you can manage 1,500, that'd be great." So he's like, "Yeah, no, I'd have to get on the bank and all that." And we were chatting away for a good 5 minutes or so.
This is WhatsApping back and forward and her pretending she was on a friend's phone. Yeah, I've seen this one.
I was very convincing, but this is a few years ago now. And I was like, and I'm not great with technology now, to be honest, but I was like, hook, line, and sinker into it until your man made a mistake or whoever it was said, I was saying, like, I haven't got enough, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I'll go out to the pass machine, but I still won't get enough out of that. I'll have to get on the bank. The bank's not open now. And he texted me back saying, "Ask Ma for the money." Her mother died, you know?
Yeah.
A couple of years previous to that. So that's the only thing they gave her, right?
Yeah, that was the alarm bell there immediately. Yeah. By the way, that's one of the oldest ones going around now. This one that you get a text from a daughter or son saying they've lost their phone and they're texting from a friend's phone. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was convincing a few years ago now. It was convincing. But I had a recent one there now. A friend of mine works with a company and his boss got an invoice for 12 grand. And it was in the invoice was we've changed their email address, which is, you think it's suspicious, whatever, but he didn't think it was suspicious, he just paid it. But the solicitor was after being hacked. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I've got a few at this stage now for my boss, Kevin. So I get an email and his name comes up on my email, like it's from him, saying, "How you doing, Niall? I'm on a Zoom meeting. I need to get something. I need your help." And you reply back, "Yeah, Kev, what's the story?" And he goes, "Yeah, you wouldn't pop around to the shop and get an iTunes voucher for 50 quid for a client. I just don't have any cash on me at the moment and I'm on a Zoom meeting and can't break the Zoom meeting." But now, I've seen these scams a million times, so I love playing with them. I go, "Yeah, all right, Kev, if I do that for you, will you give me that rise you were talking about?" And they reply back and say, "We can talk about that after my Zoom meeting." And I play along with them just for the crack, because all they're doing is trying to scam. But the scam is that they get you to buy an iTunes voucher or an Apple voucher in the local Spar shop or whatever it is, send them the number. So basically they've scammed you out of 50 quid. That's how the scam works. They're mad, some of the scams. Sorry, just Jason, are you still there?
Yes. No,
Jason, hang on. The floor is mine here. Are you still there, Jason?
Yeah, I am.
Yes.
Yeah. He's there. Where is he? Go on, put him on.
Hello, Jason.
Oh, yeah. Come here before you go. Now, Steve, what? You're listening to these scams. Give your child a password that if your child is ever stuck out without any money, to give a password. That's what I was going to say to that gentleman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Go on. Oh, how are you, pal? How are you?
So tell us all about these knickers, Jason.
Ah, come here, Steve. Jesus, you'd love these ones, pal. These would look lovely on you with a pair of flippers when you're going out to your fucking bars.
I'm assuming, Steve, you know the way they
have the model. You know the way when you go onto these webs, these Sheens, and you're buying your stuff and blah, 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 and they have a model. Well, this model sort of had the same build as Lorraine. So I thought me being tricky me, and I, you know, got them. And I says, I won't get Lars because I wouldn't insult her, you know, yourself, Steve, you know what that, you know, like. Mm-hmm. So the first pair came, right? And you could have put them on an aircraft carrier and landed a fucking super jet, right? It was, you know, them catapult things, right? So I sent them back. I went, no, European size. And he sent these things.
You went to a lot of trouble to get her sexy underwear, can I just point out. You could have just gone to Ann Summers, but go on anyway. Yeah, he sent them back.
And then the next pair came and the only second thing they went on in this house was Barbie.
So, but you didn't tell Lorraine that, did you?
Oh, Jesus, no.
Right. So Lorraine has no idea. Like, you know, she's most likely listening right now.
She's not.
She'd be well asleep by now. The kids in school tomorrow. We have a confirmation tomorrow.
Relax for a second. So this.
No, I know as a man to man, you're not going to say nothing. I know man to man, you wouldn't go down another man.
I have you over a fucking barrel here. I'm sitting here going, do I need a new TV? What exactly do I want from Jason? Because, you know I already ratted on you, don't you? Did she tell you?
Oh, I know about the dogs. Yeah.
I couldn't wait.
I've lost the place in the house now. Lulu has my side of the bed now. It's confirmed.
So,
I'm on the mat.
Let me ask you this. Seriously, Jason. Do you really, really not want me to tell her? Like, it's a bro code type of thing. This is one of them things I just shouldn't tell, or should I tell?
Come here, you're a grown man now, Stephen. If that's how you get your kicks, by ratting on other grown men and watching them squirm, you know, feel free, brother. You couldn't need a favour off a truck driver or something.
Yeah, your secret's safe with me, Jason.
Come here, Steve. Do you know what I've learned over my years with criminals? They're the fucking worst rats of the lot. Honest to God, they have their own special room in the fucking in the guard stations. How do you think all them drunk
can we all just pause the conversation for a second, right?
What?
There's a WhatsApp message in. Jason, where are you? Are you out in the truck at the moment, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And this comes in from a girl called Lorraine.
tell her I'm engaged. Tell her I'm engaged. I'm taken.
I'm just passing on the message. Can you tell Niall I'm going to kill Jay? Laughy face, laughy face, laughy face. It's Lorraine. I'm in bed. He's in the truck. I'm going to kill him. Steve's all right. You don't need to rat. She's listening.
What's she doing up? Text her back for me, Asa. What's she doing up this hour of the night? She's an early start in the morning.
AJ, send her a WhatsApp message back and ask her what she's doing up this hour of the night. He's not.
I'm sure she's fucking listening. What, you don't need to text her back.
I'm not talking to Lorraine. You mad? You think I'm going to ring her, Steve?
Actually, AJ, will you put Lorraine on there? You can take one. Yeah, take line one. Put Lorraine on there, will you? Because we need a good domestic on the air. Stay there, Steve and Jason, for a second. Let me go to Morris as well. Morris, hi, how are you?
Niall, how are you doing? Great. Listen, talking about the scams, I think the scams have really got out of hand since the HSE was hacked, because they've sold on all the information. So you have pensioners getting texts left, right and centre about electricity, gas, free that, free the other. Older people, when they get a call, unfortunately, they're so gullible, you ring back, and that's when they snatch them, you know? That's when they get the money out of them. So, it's just I don't know.
It is the more vulnerable people tend to get caught with them. People who are not familiar with the technology. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I was in the shopping centre one day up in Blanchardstown when I was canvassing for you, right? Just to give you an example of where we were. And I heard this lady, she was standing close to me. Hello, how are you? Yeah. Sorry, I missed your call earlier on. Where are you ringing me from? And she goes, Ghana. Where's Ghana? What's Africa? And how do you know me? And she was hook, line, and sinker. She was gone. And I said, hang up your phone. They're robbing your credit. They're robbing you. Hang up. God love her. She hung up and I said, these people get your phone numbers from wherever they get it from. And they ring you 3 times and then they hang up. And she checked her phone and they actually rang her 3 times. And then they hung up.
There's another scam doing the rounds where you get, say, you get a missed call from me and it's my phone number.
Yeah.
Right? Actually, my number comes up on your phone. And then you're ringing me back saying, I have a missed call for you. And I go, I didn't ring you, which I didn't. So people, they can now clone people's phone numbers to make it look like it was coming from... Yeah, so it makes it look like if they want to send a scam text to you, it's coming from my phone number. And that'll only work if you have my number saved in your phone. Mm-hmm.
Which I don't.
Oh, they're very clever nowadays what they can actually do.
Well, can I just say...
Yeah, sorry, Steve, you were trying to say something tomorrow, Sarah. Go ahead.
No, can I just give you the quick scam that happened to me about 5 or 6 years ago. I went on to buy and sell one of these things to buy a car. And I drove up to see the car. I rang him up and he said to me, pull into the back garden, the gates are open there. So I pulled into the garden and the car was in the back garden. And I had a look at the car and I was pretty much happy with it. And he said, right, that's the money. And I counted out the money. It was a couple of grand. And I handed him the money. He said, I'm just going to go in and get the logbook and we can sign it. I said, yeah, no problem at all. Waiting in the garden, 5 minutes passed. 10 minutes passed. What the hell is going on here? Went over, knocked on the door, no answer. Went and looked in the window. The house was empty. It was an abandoned house.
Oh God!
It was a robbed car.
Oh stop! Wow.
Yeah. Caught you hook, line, and sinker. Yeah.
Hook, line, and sinker. Clever scam, though. Very clever.
Yeah, listen, I'm running out of time here, Morris. Listen, thank you for that. Appreciate it. You are right. It is vulnerable. People got caught up in this now. Just to extend the story, it's like an episode of Coronation Street here tonight. Lorraine.
Hi, Niall.
Yeah, we didn't think you'd be listening this hour of the night. Well, certainly Jason didn't think you'd be listening this hour of the night because you're meant to be up early with the kids in the morning for the confirmation or the communion or whatever.
But I always listen. He knows I always listen.
Well, then he's very stupid for what he said. Did you know? You obviously didn't know he ordered you sexy underwear on Shein.
No.
And then he didn't show it to you because he didn't think it would fit you.
No. He's dead. Just tell him he can stay in the truck.
He can stay in the truck, Jason.
Ah, Lorraine, sorry, it was nice thing you done.
Keep me warm, it's fine.
Lorraine, can you not at least admit it was he was thinking of you? He was like, he was being nice to you.
I was only thinking of myself.
I'm trying to fucking pick up.
I don't need you. Yeah, no bloke boys underwear. For his party, because he's thinking of his boys.
No one goes
he's thinking
on to the radio station talks about buying his business.
I messed up on that one because I didn't actually get to give it to you, so therefore it's a null and void purchase.
Yeah, you didn't give it to her because you thought it wouldn't fit her. What does that say about your feelings about Lorraine?
You would have cut cheese with this.
She might have got into it. She might have got into it.
Where are they now?
Getting her out of it was going to be the problem.
Where? By the way, Jay, where's the knickers now?
Yeah.
Come here, can I tell you? I have an old water pump problem in the truck and the belt is a bit loose. So I wrapped them around it. Remember like the old days you used to do with the nylon socks?
The nylons, around the fan belt.
When your dad's fan belt went, he was chasing your man down the driveway, grabbing one of the fucking tights off or a panty roll on, and he'd strap it around the old thing, keep the alternator up and keep that water pump flowing.
Yes. You have to go to mass tomorrow, Jason.
Oh, you know when you're in trouble when she's using your full name, Jason Fogarty. See Lorraine O'Neill.
There you go, that's what it's all about.
He's dead.
He is dead.
He knows himself as well. He's near me tomorrow.
Jesus, no, I tell you, you're doing me favours, you're wearing.
Lorraine, let me ask you. Let me ask you, have you ever got bought him sexy underwear, like an elephant trunk or something like that?
No.
Doesn't need to blame you on them now.
Boy.
I'm saying nothing. I'm going to plead the fifth.
You should, get him the elephant's trunk.
Hey, kids, Dave, I'll let you do the maths.
You should get him the elephant's trunk and a dicky bowl. Get him to dress up now as a punishment for you.
Yeah.
My mother actually, now that you mentioned that, Steve. Steve.
Put it up on social media.
My mother has a picture of me back in the 90s. Yeah, the 90s, in a dicky bow and a pair of black knickers standing out front door waving at the number 69 bus as it went down the road.
Ironic, it was the number 69 bus, wasn't it? I mean, anyway.
Ironic.
No, it was the number 69 bus from Rack Hill. No word of a lie. I wound her up one day and she said, "You'd never do that." I said, "Well, ma,
we lived on a very posh
road.
You're very clever, Jason. See what you're doing here now? You're distracting from what's going on here. You're trying to distract Lorraine from what's going on.
You're holding Jane. You see your lovely truck, pal. You can stay in it.
Lorraine, just to remind you again, just in case you've forgotten the whole crux of this phone call tonight, he did buy you sexy underwear on Shein, but didn't.
And I was scammed.
But now you weren't scammed. You just didn't give it to her because you thought it wouldn't fit her.
And he's now homeless.
Niall,
where do you live, Steve? Sorry, Steve. Well, no, hang on, Steve. What are you saying there?
Dundalk. You can pop over. Don't worry. There's a spare bed there for you.
Yeah, he's saying Dundalk.
Niall, the crux of the argument isn't really that he bought the sexy underwear. I don't think that's the problem at all. I think the problem that he went on national radio and told everybody in the bloody country, I think therein lies the problem.
And which part of telling everybody? Just that he bought the sexy underwear or that they wouldn't fit her?
That's the part that's got him in trouble. It wouldn't fit her.
Shane scammed you out of the sizes.
Yeah, that's what scammed you out of sizes there.
Not your eyesight.
Niall, I'm looking up at the stars tonight. I can see your ring.
I'm sad to say you can, all right. Lorraine, good night to you. See you. Bye. Jason, thanks. Steve, thanks. Thanks very much indeed. Got to take a quick break.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.